USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new class has graduated at the Air Force Academy. The ceremony was adapted with social distancing measures in place due to the coronavirus threat. Graduates were sitting apart with very few guests allowed. Vice President Pence was there, and he spoke to the grads.
While we don't quite look like the usual graduation at the Air Force Academy, let me tell you, this is an awesome sight, and I wouldn't be anywhere else.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says President Trump may want to reopen the country soon, but that will depend on better testing for the virus, and that needs to be completed first.
The trick with testing is not that we don't know how to do it. We've done it better in this state than almost any other state, almost any other country. It's bringing this up to scale.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One of the first U.S. cities with COVID-19 may be ready to reopen its economy. And USA's John Hunt has the story.
Seattle was the country's first coronavirus hotspot, and soon it could become one of the first big cities to reopen its economy. When and how that happens will largely depend on the region's ability to get adequate testing and protect its frontline healthcare workers, according to Mayor Jenny Durkan. She said it's a marathon, not a sprint, and we're really not even halfway through, even though we're now hitting the peak. Seattle and neighboring communities will weigh various factors, including closely monitoring the rate of new cases, expanding testing and reporting capabilities, and ensuring the healthcare system is prepared to handle any additional infections.
Residents have flocked to Jacksonville, Florida beaches, which have reopened with limited hours under COVID-19 guidelines. A public information officer says visitors did adhere to the social distancing policies and other rules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Ford Motor Company is celebrating the 56th birthday of its most famous product by announcing two new global awards for their famous car. A very proud Mustang owner, USA Radio's Chris Barnes, has more details.
It's the best-selling sports coupe in the world for the fifth consecutive year, and it's America's best-selling sports car for the past 50 years.
Mustang said it!
The latest sales figures from IHS Market finding over 102,000 Mustangs were sold around the world in 2019, even though it's been around for a half century here in the United States. Since global sales began in 2015, over 633,000 have been sold worldwide. Buyers have 12 different options when looking at the Mustang these days, including the Shelby GT350, the Mustang EcoBoost, and several other GT models. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As if people don't have enough worries over the pandemic, forecasters and meteorologists are now predicting a weather warning for the South. This on the heels of what was one of the worst tornado outbreaks in U.S. history last weekend. Forecasters say we're going to see another significant severe weather outbreak on Sunday, and they'll hit in some of those same areas that were impacted last weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.